This past Thursday, President Biden delivered his State of the Union speech. Americans, maybe you're one of them, have been exposed to frequent claims that President Biden is, you've heard it, too old, not fit for the job, mentally inept, among other allegations. For many Americans, an event like the State of the Union speech might be the first time they actually see President Biden in action. If that's so, what they saw was President Biden commanding the room for over 90 minutes as the Republicans showed themselves to those same Americans watching their pettiness. That's not my opinion. Here, let's just go through a partial list of what the Republicans in the House chamber refused to stand and applaud for this past Thursday night. Ready? Standing up to Putin. Jobs created by infrastructure projects. Ending gun violence, tax cuts for the lower middle class. Peace in the Middle East, assistance for Ukraine. Health care, prescription drug prices. And, of course, border security. Regarding that last one, some explaining about what you saw, I think, is needed. You might remember as President Biden was entering the House chamber, Marjorie Taylor Greene gave Biden, looked like a white disc, it was a button, commemorating the life of a young Georgia woman, Lakin Riley, who was murdered by an illegal alien. Then when President Biden was talking about immigration during his speech, that's when Greene started heckling him. Now, here's Biden turning the tables on her, along with the rest of the GOP.
My team began serious negotiation with a bipartisan group of senators. The result was a bipartisan bill with the toughest set of border security reforms we've ever seen. Oh, you don't think so? Oh, you don't like that bill, huh? That conservatives got together and said it was a good bill? I'll be darned. That's amazing. That bipartisan bill would hire 1,500 more security agents and officers, 100 more immigration judges to help tackle the backload of 2 million cases, 4,300 more asylum officers, and new policies so they can resolve cases in 6 months instead of 6 years now. What are you against? $100 more high-tech drug detection machines to significantly increase the ability to screen and stop vehicles smuggling fentanyl into America. That's killing thousands of children. This bill would save lives and bring order to the border. It would also give me and any new president new emergency authority to temporarily shut down the border when the number of migrants at the border is overwhelming. The Border Patrol Union has endorsed this bill. The Federal Chamber of Commerce is, you're saying low, look at the facts. I know you know how to read. I believe that given the opportunity for a majority in the House and Senate would endorse the bill as well, a majority right now. But unfortunately, politics has derailed this bill so far. I'm told my predecessor called members of Congress in the Senate to demand they block the bill. He feels a political win. He viewed it as would be a political win for me and a political loser for him. It's not about him. It's not about me. I'd be a winner. Not really. Lincoln Riley, an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal. That's right. But how many of the thousands of people being killed by illegals? To her parents, I say, my heart goes out to you, having lost children myself. I understand. But look, if we change the dynamic at the border, people pay these smugglers $8,000 to get across the border because they know if they get by, if they get by and let into the country, it's 6 to 8 years before they have a hearing. And it's worth it taking the chance of the $8,000. But, if it's only 6 weeks, the idea is it's highly unlikely that people will pay that money and come all that way knowing that they'll be able to be kicked out quickly. Folks, I would respectfully suggest my friend, my Republican friends owe it to the American people, get this bill done. We need to act now.
Yeah, just for the proof, the Republicans learned pretty much nothing from their attempts last year to throw Biden off his game. The low-rent actions, when you think about it, just pours gas on his fire. Biden referred to Donald Trump a total of 13 times without referring to Trump by name, which must have driven Trump nuts. Instead, Biden called Trump my predecessor. House Speaker Mike Johnson didn't seem to be enjoying himself, was he? Sort of looked like the guy in the men's room, got the stall with no toilet paper. And who planned out that GOP response with Representative Katie Britt? On the day before International Women's Day, where did they have her deliver the speech from? Right, the kitchen. Still no confirmation if Britt was either barefoot or pregnant. And as one would expect, the diehard MAGA called everything President Biden said to be lies. Now what's fun and gratifying is how they respond when you challenge them for details about why they think those were lies. Oh, you do get a response. It's usually, yeah, but your president falls off his bike. That coming from people who are blindly believing and supporting a guy who wants to be president, facing, 91 criminal charges? He's already been convicted of fraud and sexual assault. Donald Trump wants you to believe that America sucks, which I have no doubt for him in his mind, considering what he's having to confront, does. He also says America is dying. I, on the other hand, like this vision much better.
My fellow Americans, the issue facing our nation isn't how old we are. It's how old are our ideas. Hate, anger, revenge, retribution are the oldest of ideas. But you can't lead America with ancient ideas that only take us back. So let's build the future together. Let's remember who we are. We are the United States of America. And there is nothing beyond our capacity when we act together.